are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I didn't think something like this would need clarification, but I guess it does. All right, this is the headline. Illicit drugs bought off the internet may be poisons. Experts are warning. Okay, why are people buying illicit drugs in the first place? And then off the internet, they said there's a case study of two men who were poisoned and turned blue after ingesting what they thought was a recreational drug they had bought on the internet. Okay, and this highlights the dangers of doing such an action. Well, first, okay, you shouldn't be on recreational drugs. Second, you don't purchase them over the internet. Apparently, they're called research chemicals, is a phrase used to illegally sell stimulants on the internet. Okay, so if your son, you know, is on the computer and you're like, oh, honey, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm looking for research chemicals. You know, they're illegal stimulants. Okay, and apparently they avoid regulations. There were two Oregon men who had bought a designer amphetamine derivative called 2CE online. But the product they received was aniline, a highly toxic industrial chemical. And this chemical is not for human consumption. Apparently what it did is it bound to their hemoglobin, prevented oxygen, converted to methemoglobin. Obviously, kind of like carbon monoxide does something similar. Well, it competes with oxygen, so your oxygen can't get to where it needs to, and you asphyxiate. So these people turned blue. One of them lost consciousness. I don't think any of them died. I think they made it to the hospital. But I didn't think this needed clarification. But for those of you listening, if there's something over the internet that is an illicit substance, okay, and it's being sold by somebody illicit, I probably wouldn't trust that the product is what it says. Okay? Right? The person selling it may be a little shady. All right? I'm just throwing that out there. All right? I'm not a conspiracist, right? No conspiracy theories. Just if you're buying something that's kind of illegal, don't really expect it to be from a company that is, highly rated by the Better Business Bureau. Shall I say that? Okay. All right, a lot to talk about. I want to talk about stalking and how you could identify a stalker. Apparently Madonna's stalker, I believe, who threatened to slit her throat, escaped the mental institution he was in. It was just captured, thrown back. But I kind of want to talk about some other celebrities who were stalked. And, just what to do to kind of protect yourself. You know, I know a lot of us are worried about stalkers. I've thought of one stalker. I think I've had a couple stalkers. Thank God, nothing dangerous. Of course, my husband carries, and which is really, really good. You know, we got our slew of weapons. But, interesting, a lot of times these stalkers will badmouth you, and they will just, wherever you go, try to, we're now starting to see internet type stalking. So we'll kind of talk about that. Okay. All right. So I want to talk about that. And let me see. I want to talk about a few other things. I just can't find them right in front of me right now. Sorry. I have so much to talk about. I also want to talk about swine flu is making a comeback in Mexico. Interesting prostate news that came up today. We had also talked about the previous hour. I urge you to listen to one of my archives on the previous hour of today's show. We talked about knee replacements and how they say 1 in 20 people over the age of 50 has had a knee replacement, and even more will require one. So we kind of talked about, when do you think you need one? When do we finally say, all right, let's do it? We talked about how much they cost, talked about if insurance will cover it. So I definitely urge you to listen to that. And, I urge you to call in. I would love to hear from you. So call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, my cousin sent me this. He actually posted it on my Facebook page. It's called Mapping America's Illnesses in Real Time. All right. This is, I believe it comes from, it's called Sick Weather. a website that looks at health in cities around the world. It's supposed to be a near real-time map that shows outbreaks of various illnesses. And I want to take a look at this. Okay, sick weather. I mean, it sounds cool, but I need to make sure this isn't goofy. But I guess you could look up cough. You could look up diarrhea. You know, I mean, that's what I want to do. I'm typing it in right now. Sickweather.com. Vaginitis, prostatitis, epididymitis. And what you do is apparently, I guess you look, like right now it says like headache. And you see, I guess you could tweet. If people tweet what their ailments are, this picks it up. So if you have a bunch of women with menstrual cramps in Las Vegas, you'll be able to know and say, oh, then maybe I better not go there this weekend. All right, kind of cool stuff. Again, I would love a concept like that to be real and serious, you know, especially as we talk about flu symptoms. I was mentioning in the previous hour, finally, we're starting to see flu, and I'm not saying finally as in good, but I've been kind of nervous about not seeing the flu season yet. I always get worried because, you know, whenever these seasons prolong, all of a sudden people get hit and get hit hard. And so this last week, and last few days, multiple flu cases. Not too severe, though. Not severe at all. But I'm going to tell you something that really bothered me today in clinic. A patient had the flu. And usually, when I want to institute flu therapy like Tamiflu, you need to do that within 72 hours. Well, you know, he had tried to fight it for a day or two. So by the time he got to me, he was probably at hour 50. Okay? So I wrote him Tamiflu. He decided that he was going to pick it up the next day because you want to take it within 72 hours. Well, insurance came back and said, no, you need a prior auth. So the pharmacy wouldn't fill it. Well, prior auth, by the time you argue to get it, he's out of the 72-hour window. Now, I switched him to Relenza, which is another medication that's out there, and it works, but it looks like insurance companies are starting to not cover Tamiflu. I've never seen that happen. So we need to talk about that, what to do to prevent the flu and protect yourself. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
And we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuming in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And if you want to bring the Dr. Dolly Show to your city, call your local news talk station or email them. Tell them you want Dr. Dahlia and Genesis Communications Network, my syndicator, will make that happen. A big thanks to Donovan, who is working the dials today. Okay, so one thing I'm noticing is insurance is covering less. Okay, don't worry, I'm not going to start, you know, going on a political tangent here. But the truth of the matter is Tamiflu, which is an antiviral and a very good one, which we used in abundance during the swine flu scare a couple years ago, is now starting to get rejected by insurance. I had one of my first patients come in saying, they're not going to pay for this. Now, there is another medication, Relenza, you could possibly use if insurance covers that. But when an insurance company tells me, go get a prior auth, all right, then they want me to argue with whoever is on staff, their nurse, their doctor, etc. And if I can't plead a good enough case, they won't fill it. Now, another reason why insurance companies say you need a prior authorization is they're hoping the doctor says to heck with it. They say, you know what? The doctor's like, I don't have time. I don't have staff. I have people busy with the flu. So if Tamiflu, one of the major antivirals that we use for the flu, is now starting to be rejected by insurance companies, well, why would they do that, Dr. Dolly, if people need it? Remember, insurance companies are now going to be mandated to cover X amount of things by the Obama administration and the Health and Human Services Secretary Sebelius. So they're going to cover those things, but don't expect anything else. I've never seen insurance companies not cover this. I mean, unless I'm being naive, but I've never had a patient say, uh-uh. Now, I've had patients say my copay is too high. All right. But I've never had a complete rejection and patients being told you got to pay cash. Well, that's what they have insurance for. But if you think about it, in the Obamacare law, nothing was said about you have to cover flu medication. So they could get out of that one. And they will. Again, they're going to have to cut costs and save any way they can because they need to cover birth control. They need to cover, children up until the age 26. They need to cover people without pre-existing conditions. So, of course, okay, forget about flu. Okay, so what do you do? What do you do? Now, before I start going into, you know, what you should do to fight the flu, quickly I want to talk about a story that's hit Mexico. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. Swine flu is making a comeback, but it's really looks like, you know, taking over Mexico. I don't know of any deaths, but they say swine flu strain has been affecting already 1,600 people in Mexico. 1,600 cases of the flu, 90% of them were H1N1. All right. This news just, and I'm looking at another report. They said 32 flu-related deaths, all but three were caused by H1N1. They say it appears that H1N1 in Mexico is circulating at a higher level than the U.S. This is from U.S. Centers of Disease Control, the CDC. We have seen some H1N1 here in the U.S., but the more familiar H3N2 is the one that seems to be predominating. Our flu shots protect us against this. If you had the flu shot, you are going to be protected against the H1N1, and you're going to be protected against influenza A, all right? Now, what's going to happen over there in Mexico? Well, I don't know. I mean, they're probably going to, again, try to use antivirals. The antivirals, this is still sensitive, okay? But es muy malo. I know es muy bueno. If they're having, you know, H1N1 come as up as an outbreak, especially for those of us, too, that live along the border. So what do you do to protect yourself? Well, of course, the CDC, and I'm looking at the CDC website, they recommend get your flu vaccine. All right? This flu vaccine covers influenza A, which is the H3N2, which we just talked about, influenza B, and the H1N1. Okay, they say anybody over 6 months of age should get it, right? Also, if you have high risk. And we didn't have a shortage this year. There's still plenty of doctor's offices and clinics that have the flu shot, okay? If you are pregnant with asthma, diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, I'd like to throw in their anemia. I'd really like to throw in their anemia if we can, you know? Of course, healthcare workers. Now, if you are taking care, if you're a healthy person, but you're taking care of an infant, taking care of children younger than 6 months, we recommend you get it too. Now, of course, you know, what do you do so you don't get sick if you can't get the flu shot? I know some of you can't get the flu shot, or you get reactions to the flu shot. Well, again, don't be around sick people. If somebody's sick at work, make them go home. If not, you take off. Get away from the sick person. Cover your nose and mouth. Wash your hands. I'm going to tell you something. Get those masks. You know, I wear a mask a lot of times with my patients. You know, I come in, I say hi, I talk to them, but when I examine them, I wear a mask. One is I don't want them to smell what I had for lunch, okay? You know, I mean, I could only chew gum, you know, for so long before I get TMJ. So I figure at least if I wear my mask, nobody smells, you know, my garlic dip and dumplings or whatever leftovers, my leftover meatloaf. Okay, but also, A, I don't get sick from them, and if somebody breathed on me, I'm not giving it back to them. Remember, you don't get sick usually until a couple days after being inoculated. So if somebody breathes on me, I could breathe that right back onto the next patient. So I wear masks. I also wash my hands all the time. I use sanitizers. Keep in mind, if you might have been around somebody sick, don't touch your eyes, don't touch your nose or your mouth until you wash your hands. If you're going to cough, they say cough into your shirt in your elbow. I gotta be honest, the germs will still go. You know, I just move and I cough into another area. You know, I mean, coughing into your shirt is nice. It may deflect some of it, but you're still getting a spray there. Okay. And then if you are sick, stay home. Don't go to work. Okay. Limit contact with other people and wash everything off. All right. You don't want to reinfect you or anybody else. Wash your bed sheets, you know, wash your cups, if you, I don't know, binkies, whatever. Okay. Now, of course, the CDC website says if you get the flu, you could take antiviral drugs. Okay. Because remember, antibiotics won't help. People always ask me, what's the difference between an antibiotic and an antiviral? The antibiotics deal with your bacteria. If you have strep throat, if you have staph infections, if you have E. coli, Clostridium, those are bacteria names that antibiotics affect. Viral, like influenza, no, the antibiotics don't touch them. Now, we have talked about how sometimes these antibiotics have a little bit of a anti-inflammatory property. I've had people swear to me the antibiotics help them with the flu. They say, I took a Z-Pak and I got better. Well, maybe it's because you got better anyway. You know, sometimes with these viruses, you get better anyway on your own. And some people, it's placebo. And other people, there's some sort of anti-inflammatory effect that they get. I don't know what it is, you know, but we've seen it in women who get multiple bladder infections. They claim they have bladder infections. Doctor gives them an antibiotic. They feel better right away. But we grow out the urine and there's no bacteria. So I suspect there's some sort of anti-inflammatory type, product in there, just something. So yes, you'll have people say, oh yeah, you know, I took a Z-Pak. I don't like that because we still need the Z-Paks for walking pneumonia. We still need Z-Paks for a variety of infections that we use them for. I don't want resistance increasing because of that. But going back to the CDC website, they're saying you need to take your antiviral drugs within the first 2 days of symptoms. All right. And these antiviral drugs are very crucial for people who are sick with severe flu illness. We don't want you taking it helter skelter. The reason why I gave it to my patient that from later it was rejected is because he has an infant at home. Okay. I don't want to mess around. Mom sent him to me because he had the flu. He takes care of an infant. He didn't get the flu shot. He doesn't react well to the shots. So he wanted his Tamiflu. I gave it to him. Insurance wouldn't cover it. So what do? Okay. You only have an X amount of window to take these antivirals. If you don't, they really don't do much. I mean, I have to be honest. I have given antivirals day 4 if it's severe, and I have seen some efficacy with it. But for the most part, we want you to get it early so then you spread it less. So this is what I recommend. Call your insurance and try to get an idea if they're going to reject the medicine your doctor writes. It's called Tamiflu, T-A-M-I-F-L-U, as in flu, Tammy flu, like, you know, cousin Tammy, something like that, okay, Tammy flu, all right, and if your insurance says, oh, heck no, we don't pay for it, your doctor's going to need to get a prior auth, and prior auths could take a day or two, then you need to tell your doctor, look, there's a very good chance my insurance won't pay for the Tamiflu. What I do with some of my patients is I write two medications on one script with a big or in it, okay, so I'll say Tamiflu or Relenza. Whatever's cheaper or covered, give this patient. Because if the doctor writes you the Tamiflu, your pharmacy 10 hours later says, can't get it. You try to contact your doctor. Your doctor's gone for the weekend. You could be up a creek. And again, we didn't have this conversation 3 years ago. Insurance was covering it. Looks like now we're having an issue. So I want you prepared. Fluids. Vitamin C, don't overdo vitamin C so you don't get kidney stones. Chicken soup and take a shower. Take a shower whenever you're around a sick person to try to flush it out. Okay, when we come back, more medical news on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I just want to kind of bring up the subject of stalkers and, you know, how to kind of identify them. You'd think it shouldn't be hard, but many people don't realize it because the real good ones are sly. Now, in this particular instance, this guy looks like a real loon. Robert Dewey Hoskins, 54 years old, has been stalking Madonna. Actually threatened to use a knife on her, a threat to slit her throat. Trying to find the details. I think this was just a threat. I don't think he ever got near her. But he had just walked away from Metropolitan State Hospital in Los Angeles. This is in Norwalk. And he had served a 10-year prison sentence for stalking her. And the court order requires him to be in the facility receiving mental health treatment until the end of August 2012, which means he's going to be released. Wow. But he walks out. He escapes. Now, they found him. They are returning him to the facility. And detectives will investigate him. I don't know if he's going to get more time. But the facility he was in was not secured. I guess there are high security institutions and then those that don't have high security. So apparently, he has been receiving treatment to get acclimated to society again and was supervised by civilian staff and not officers. He has been, though, deemed an escapee, so now there may be some new citations and issues that they're going to have. But they say that, you know, police had issued a warning to the public saying this guy is psychotic when he's not taking his medication and his very violent tendencies. Now, if I'm not mistaken, all right, he was arrested back in the 90s. He had repeatedly scaled the fence of Madonna's home. She had nightmares, so she knew who this was. And I think he's already starting to now set his eyes on Halle Berry. All right, I'm just, again, I'm reading this as I go. Now, you know, I know people are saying, Dahlia, okay, what's going on here, all right? We all know this is what happens when you're a star. You have paparazzi, et cetera. You know, but listen, okay? Whether it's a star, whether it's a political figure, okay? You know, we look at stalkers as being less violent than assassins. But keep in mind, John Hinckley Jr., was technically a stalker, right? He was stalking Jodie Foster. Okay, he moved near her when she went to Yale, would give her poems and messages under her door, right? And then he, he wanted to shoot Jimmy Carter also to get her attention. But instead, in 1981, he fired six shots at Ronald Reagan. But he was at first just quote-unquote a stalker, right? Who later tried to assassinate the president, okay? Martin Luther King was shot. John Lennon was shot. The Kennedys. Okay, stalker or not, somebody has any violent tendencies, any threat, you need to look at them as a would-be assassin. I can't believe that this man is going to be let loose. Especially, what really worries me about these stalkers is the obsession they have. Okay, you have lunatics that just go out and start shooting people. But look, what about Jared Loughner? Was he originally a stalker? All right. Was he obsessing about Congresswoman Giffords? Okay. So let's look at some previous stalking issues. Looks like Richard Gere was stalked by Ursula Reichert Habishaw, a mother. Apparently, she was contacted by phone, fax, email 1,000 times, showed up at his office in Greenwich Village. She got jail time. And then I guess she fainted in the courtroom, etc. Steven Spielberg and Jennifer Love Hewitt were stalked by a Diana Napolis or Napolis, threatened to violently confront Spielberg at a movie premiere. And I guess she thought Spielberg and his wife, Kate Capshaw, remember she was from the second Indiana Jones movie, thought they were part of a cult, and she had to control them. She was put on probation, ordered to take psychiatric medications, and to stay away from Spielberg and Hewitt for at least 10 years. Now, see, does that make you nervous? Okay, being a doctor, many people don't stick to their medication regimen. Either they don't like to, either they're not mentally stable to remember, or they can't afford it, or they don't have access. So you have somebody who thinks Steven Spielberg's a part of a cult, wants to kill him, and she is going to be out on probation? Or she's on probation and still out there? Okay, Gwyneth Paltrow was stalked by a Dante Michael Sue, who's a pizza delivery man from Ohio, send her letters, packages of pornography, flowers, candy, pizza. Would you eat the candy? Would you eat the pizza? You know, and would you eat the pizza and then call the police or you take the pizza back? Yeah, don't eat the pizza and the candy. I know it's Valentine's. Trust me, if my husband doesn't buy me chocolates, right, they'll look good, but do not. Because again, if it's from a stalker, it could be poisoned. I don't care. He was declared legally insane. Now, he was committed to a high security psychiatric hospital because Gwyneth Paltrow was very fearful of him. Okay, so at least he's locked up good. Halle Berry at first was stalked by Greg Broussard. He claimed to be a Navy SEAL. He said God apparently told him to marry the actress, so he sent numerous letters stating he didn't want to hurt anybody, but he would do anything he could to marry her because God was talking to him. All right? He was grabbing himself in public. Mom called the cops. Good. And he had refused to take his medication for a chemical imbalance. I don't know if he's locked up or not. Catherine Zeta-Jones was stalked by a Dante Knight, given threatening letters. And I guess this lady, who had planned on becoming a child psychologist, O'Donnette Knight. She wanted to become a child psychologist, had threatened that she would cut Catherine Zeta-Jones into little pieces and feed her to the dogs. She also knew the name of the nanny and the layout of the house. Okay? She was also in love with Michael Douglas, and that's why she wanted to get rid of Catherine Zeta-Jones. This lady was only sentenced to 3 years in jail. Now, I know, there could be an attorney listening to right now saying, Dr. Dahlia, okay, you can't expect more jail time because they didn't do anything. But doesn't it bother you that you have a loon that's premeditating this, that's coming up with a plan? I mean, saying she's going to cut Catherine Zeta-Jones into little pieces and feed her to the dogs, do you really think that thought's going to leave her head in 3 years? You'd think she would sit there and just brood while in jail. Okay, Mel Gibson was stalked. I know, who cares? Zach Sinclair, it's a man. 34-year-old drifter sent multiple letters to Gibson because he was really moved and obsessed by the Passion of the Christ. He was sent to a secure psychiatric facility, given maximum 3-year jail sentence. All right, Janet Jackson was stalked by Robert Gardner. Stalked her for 9 years, sent multiple messages, showed up at random events, had a box cutter and a knife. Okay, he believed they were in a relationship. He believed that they were somehow together. He only got a restraining order. Hillary Duff was threatened to be harmed by a Maxim Mikovsky. He was obsessed with her, did intend to buy a weapon and get dramatic and be a little dramatic, etc. Sentenced to jail. Sheryl Crow, I'm trying to think. Sheryl Crow, stalker, said God was speaking to him. I got to tell you, okay, I'm very spiritual. I'm religious. But when somebody is meaning to do harm, saying God is telling him or Satan is telling him, I'm sorry, lock him up. Anna Kournikova has been stalked. I'm trying to see. Oh, Pamela Lee Anderson, of course. All right. Her stalker just kept showing up. Okay, so nobody tried to kill her. They even mentioned John Lennon. Mark David Chapman on the morning of December 8th bought a copy of Catcher in the Rye. We all remember this. Hung around the entrance of the Dakota apartment where Lennon and his wife were. Right, Lennon signed a copy of the Double Fantasy for Chapman earlier this evening. When he came back to the building at about 11 o'clock at night, Chapman fired 5 shots at him and murdered him. All right, and he has he's been denied parole. He's still in the hospital. All right, Uma Thurman, was threatened, and Jerry Lewis. All right, I think you guys got the point. All right, a lot of people threatened. We'll talk about how to identify a stalker, get to more medical news. But honestly, I think these people should be locked up longer, okay? Having them out on probation where they threaten to kill you? Idiots. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So one of the points I wanted to make right before the break, which I'm going to make now, is when we think about stalkers, we think most of them are men. From what I read, the majority are women. And as you could see with some of the examples with the celebrities I talked about and the stalkers, many of them were women. Okay? And anybody could be a victim. You could be a man, you could be a woman, and as a victim, a man or woman could stalk you. And as far as I'm concerned, assume all of them are dangerous. Now, some of the warning signs could be, oh, you'll get some phone calls, or they'll bring you goodies. You know, doctors get this a lot. You know, patients will bring goodies and they'll continue to bring goodies and then they'll not have an appointment and they'll bring goodies. You got to stop that. Okay. I mean, we've had doctors that have been shot on their way to their car. Okay. You could be, at a bank. You could be at a, you could be a food server. Anybody. It doesn't matter. If they find some likeness to you or they think they're hearing a voice, okay, you may not be dealing with reason. So they say watch for any unwanted contact, of course, phone calls at all hours of the day or night, anonymous calls where they hang up. You know, sometimes these people that just want to hear your voice, so they hang up. Now, some of you are probably thinking, okay, now wait a second. In high school, when I liked a boy, I would call him up and then I'd get all nervous and hang up. Okay, yes, sometimes what these teenagers are doing, and it's tough because if you, like I have two teenage boys, pretty good looking kids. And so, you know, I'm prepared that there's going to be some girls calling, watching them. I remember how we were. You know, if we had nothing better to do, we'd go over to the house, do ding dong ditch. What is it? With ding dong ditch. You know, I mean, okay, I know there's that playful, flirty type stuff, okay? But we're not talking about that. We're talking about grown-ups, all right? If they just show up when you're eating dinner like, oh my gosh, I just ran into you. Or, you know, they come by your house, workplace repeatedly, that's an issue. All right? And listen for threats. Okay? They may just be outright threatening, just like what happened with Madonna. They may threaten your pets. They may threaten your possessions. Say they're going to key your car. You know, you may say, you know what? All he's going to do is key my car. No. All right? You have to read passes. If someone, it's a threat. Even if it's just keying your car, all right, that doesn't mean that's all he's going or she is going to do. Once they make a threat like that, you need to know that you are dealing with a psychopath. And they could then threaten you. They could threaten your kid. So don't go, you know what, I'm not worried about it because all he threatened to do was badmouth me on the internet. It's a threat. They say, and I'm looking at this as eHow Family is just one of the sites. Consider unwanted written messages and unexpected gifts as possible signs of stalking. Letters, email, flowers, packages, anonymous items are commonly sent by stalkers to their victims. Recently, we had a possible another stalker kept emailing, trying to find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, etc. I just blocked. You just block and just try to avoid it. And again, nothing threatening, so I haven't gotten police involved, but they do. I mean, you do. And you know what, the radio show, I get a lot of it, you know. I get, you know, a lot of emails like, are you married? Do you really love your husband? You know, I'm single. Okay, that type of stuff, that doesn't, you know, worry me as much. It's the ones where they're always finding a reason to communicate with you. All right, and it's not medical questions for the show. I mean, it's weird stuff. You know, listen to your body. If you get the heebie-jeebies from somebody, you're probably right. Okay, think about a cat when their hair straightens up on their neck, or a dog when their tail straightens out. Remember we were talking about the other day, the news reporter who was the TV anchor who was bit. You know, how to look for signs in a dog when they can attack you. You know, when dogs get a funny feeling, they're ready to attack. Now, we humans, we're too nice. We want to be politically correct. We don't want to look like we're, psychos. So we're, you know, we don't want to overreact. Listen to your body. If you get a funny feeling. Okay. Now, I have a family member who was assaulted years ago. And I was hanging out with this family member years later, obviously, in the gym. We worked out. And she goes, let's go to the sauna. Let's go to the steam room and just hang out for a little bit. All right. So we did. And a gentleman walks in to the, and we were dressed. It was a steam room. So we're just kind of dressed and sitting there. All right. And a gentleman walks in. It's one of those, unisex ones. And he goes over to my family member and she starts screaming and screeching, get out, go away, get out. Now I'm looking at first because I'm young. I'm like, wait a second, why'd she freak out? All he did was come up and say hi. All right, she had an animal instinct because she was already attacked. So some weird guy coming over, getting that close, saying hi, you know what? She did good. Fine, scream, look like a psycho. I don't care. She thought she was in danger. That's how she reacted. And again, you know, when I now think back on the scene, again, I was too young to understand. He went right up to her, almost looked like he was going to touch her. So good for her for screaming. You know, now I know, you know, afterwards people are like, what are you screaming about? Really, psycho? Who cares? Who cares what people think about you? Okay? Your safety comes first. Now, these stalkers, they say here, be aware of defamation of character, another tool in the stalker's arsenal. They may spread rumors, post lies about you online. Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, now with the way the internet is, anybody could say anything about you. And again, you know, I'm past the point of caring. I think a lot of us are. You know, they're going to try to make you look bad. They're going to try to make your family look bad. They're going to try to make your business look bad. Again, you know, that's just something they do. You got to watch out for it, though, because, again, you're looking for the threats. You're looking to see if they're going to cause harm to you. They're going to defend against the misuse of, oh, watch your information. They're going to use the internet. Look at public records, try to find your house, even do identity theft. Now, each state, from what I understand, has their own stalker laws. Because some of you may say, look, I thought I had a stalker. I went to the police. They did nothing. Again, you need to find out what your stalking and harassment laws are in your state. Now, it looks like in California, at least they do put these people away. Now, maybe it's just because these people were celebrities. I don't know. But depending on where you live, find out. If you think you could be in danger, don't wait for it to be a danger. Okay? Just keep in mind, they could, like I said, look mild in the beginning. Remember, women stalk too. Women stalk women. Okay? Don't think just because you're a woman, it could be a man. Or just, you know, and if you're a man, it would only be a woman. Okay? And any stalker assume is dangerous because they have no business doing that irrational behavior. Like we were talking about with Jared Loughner when he shot Congresswoman Giffords and killed six people. Okay? People were saying, well, yeah, he was always kind of screwy. You know, now they're saying he's mentally incompetent, although we've been talking about all the actions that led up to the instance. I mean, he seemed to navigate through society pretty easily. All right? These people that are psychopaths or murderers. Remember, they've already been in society and figured out how to blend in. If not, they would have already been jailed. Okay? The fact that they're out there means they know very well how to weave in and out. I mean, some people may look at him like he's an idiot. They may look at him, you know, like, oh, gosh, he's kind of quiet, weird. But they brush it off and go about their merry way. No one's going to stop them on their way to harming you. You see? So, you know, if you're concerned and you're like, I really don't get this behavior, I don't know how far they're going to go, assume they're going to go all the way. Talk to a police officer. I think you can even contact attorneys, okay? And just assume that it could be worse than you think it's going to be, okay? All right. Quickly, in medical news, they were talking about prostate size being a clue to severity of cancer. This is important. As more and more medical updates, and I'm sorry, I'm trying to slip this in before the end of the show. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in today. But really quickly, I want to talk to you about this. Prostate size. You could have a small prostate. You could have a big prostate. Some medical providers or medical journals will blame your high PSA, prostate-specific antigen, that is a biomarker of possible prostate cancer, on your size. Know if you're a small prostate guy or a big prostate guy. Because if you're a small prostate guy, this study says, and you have a high PSA, that could mean you have aggressive prostate cancer. So ask your doctor your PSA level and your size. There's a relationship with the ratio. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you again. You all be safe. Take care.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.